Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is our old friend, our favorite octogenarian, and we're bringing him on to wish him a happy Veterans Day because that was yesterday. Big week for Jesse the Usher, who I think is also going to be involved in Jub Jam tonight. Hi, yeah. Jesse.
How are you two young whippersnappers doing this morning?
Okay.
We're doing great. Happy Veterans Day. Belated Happy Veterans Day.
I was just talking with Mr. Armando, your producer there.
Fernando.
And he told me that you fellas just won a Marconi Award.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did.
Well, congratulations on that. I was friends with Googly Elmo Marconi, and he always talked about y'all's one-day program that you'd have.
He saw into the future, huh?
Yeah, he said that he regretted he wouldn't be alive to witness all the ribbit mock drafts and the unaquatic non-Cassidys and all the stuff you have on there.
He said that.
Yeah, and he said on his deathbed that he hoped you fellas would one day win his award, and now look at you.
How about that?
Look at you. Y'all been celebrating by having sex with all the bitches.
Whoa.
Whatever young people do now.
Yeah. We're on the air.
That's the way we talked when we was in the service during wartime.
You did not talk like that during World War II.
It's a tough time during war. You can't judge me, George.
Okay, I won't.
Stop
but
judging me.
I don't think people talked like that back in the 40s.
I'm a veteran of most of our major wars.
Really?
Right. Wow.
You're in both one and two?
I served in the Navy in WWI, and I served in the Army in WWII.
One and two.
And I was in the Air Force in the Vietnam, and I was in the Coast Guard during Afghanistan. So.
Wow.
Man, well.
I was on the front lines of the Coast Guard in Afghanistan.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you for thanking me for my service.
Well, you're welcome.
I'm highly accomplished and decorated, so don't mess with me now.
Okay.
You mess with me, and I'll put a bayonet through your heart, just like I did with that boy band back in Iwo Jima.
Jesse?
Gosh, dude.
I know you were raised in a different time.
I'm just kidding now.
Okay.
See, I'm just saying.
He's just saying.
Hey, I want to promote something here. I'm ushering a very special event tonight, and I want to promote it.
Okay.
It's called the, let me get this right, I don't have my reading glasses on, but it's called the Mr. Dumbbells Jub Jelly presented by Nacho Shelf Storage.
Well, that's close. It's Macho Self Storage Jub Jam presented by Maestro Dobel Tequila.
Yeah, and I guess Nacho Shelf Storage. That's where you put your nachos up on a shelf so your dogs can't eat them while you're going to the bathroom.
Yeah, I guess that's another company.
But we got several country artists performing. I don't have the list, but probably Luke Bryant and Kenny Chesney and Miranda and Adam Lambert, the husband-wife duo.
Not husband.
No.
I'd love to have Miranda, but no.
But we're going to have a good time out there, and I'm going to enforce the rules and show everyone to their seats, break up any fights we got going on out there.
Well, I don't think we're going to have fights. It's going to be very peaceful.
Oh, I hope we get some fights. I look forward to it.
No.
So if you're in a troubled marriage and you like country music, come on out to Jub Jam, get into a domestic. Let me get in the middle of it.
You'll break up any fights.
We're not going to encourage that.
I sure will. And I got an inside scoop for you. Don't y'all still do sports radio or something?
Yes.
Well, I got a sports scoop for you.
Okay.
It's all but a done deal that Mr. Mark Cuban's is going to move the Mavericks out of the AAC in the next few years.
Okay.
In
the next few years.
Yeah, you know, their lease is coming up here in a few years, and so he's going to be moving the team out, and I know this because this morning there was a truck back up to the AAC, and they have dismantled his disco ballroom that he has there for his dance practice and moved it into storage. So.
Okay.
Can I ask you guys something?
Maybe.
What do you do when your penis don't work no more?
Jesse, we are on the
air.
You
don't worry about it. You're too old to worry about it.
I know George, he had that problem a few years back.
I don't have a problem, but if you do, that's your own business.
I'm just having fun. I want to thank you guys for wishing me a happy Veterans Day.
Yes, happy Veterans Day, Jesse.
Don't know. how many more I got left.
Oh, well, you got plenty.
You never know.
So thank you for that. I appreciate that. And tell Armando I said hello.
Okay, we
Fernando,
will.
Fernando, yeah, we
all
will.
All right, God bless you. See you out there tonight when I'm busting ass.
Okay. Jump jams. Yeah, we'll see you there.
Be careful out there.
There he goes, Jesse the Usher.